Jekka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Bella up to 21 tomorrow, Polokwane 20 degrees. We begin with one of the big stories of the day.
Hey, come down!
The police confirmed the arrest of Linda Hlongo, also known as Mjinja or Putin, in Midrand, Gauteng. Yesterday, it was an apartment block where this happened, and it was captured on a cell phone. Can hear the police telling people to get away from the windows there. So he was on the most wanted list in KwaZulu-Natal after evading the police for about 5 years. He's accused of murder and extortion. Here's police spokesperson in KwaZulu-Natal, Robert Nechunda.
Police in KwaZulu-Natal are thankful to community members who provided valuable information which led to the arrest of Mjinja, the self-proclaimed lion. Anyone who fell victim of Mjinja is urged to go to the nearest police station to open a case so that justice can be served.
Meanwhile, the Department of Correctional Services has confirmed the murder of one of the inmates at the Mangaung Correctional Centre in Bloemfontein last month. The Correctional Services Commissioner Makgoti Dobakhale says investigations are ongoing.
Inmate Mkumbeni's death was unnatural, caused by complications from pepper spray exposure and blunt force trauma.
In other news, the South African Reserve Bank says a global trade war could slam the brakes on South Africa's economic recovery from the COVID pandemic, hitting exports, jobs and investor confidence. Anastasia Mokobo has more.
Globally, inflation is cooling from 8.6% in 2022 to a projected 4.2% next year. But disinflation is losing steam. The Reserve Bank warns that escalating trade tensions, tariffs, and geopolitical fragmentation could stall progress and push the world closer to another recession. Anastasia Mokobu, for Jacaranda FM News.
But the presidency says there's no need to panic over proposed U.S. tariffs. Spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says the U.S. government itself appears to still be figuring out its position. Magwenya spoke to the media during President Cyril Ramaphosa's visit to the Eastern Cape today.
We should also avoid an element of fear-mongering around these tariffs until such time we have an exact sense of what this tariff regime is going to look like.
He added that South Africa is finalizing a trade proposal to present to the United States. And finally, legendary actor Don Malengi Nawa has died at the age of 65. His family confirmed the news of his passing in a media statement on social media, Cliff Shiko reports. And just a correction there, it's Don Mlangeni Nawa.
Don Mlangeni Nawa rose to fame in 1993 when he played Mhlongo in the Zulu drama Hlala Kwabafileyo. He later played David in the film Ubambo Lwami. He was also known for his appearance as Laqasha in the television sitcoms Good is Nice alongside Joe Mafela. One of his most popular roles is probably that of Zebedi Matabane in the television soap Isidingo. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
And I'm Marlene Fouchier. If you're curious about any of the stories we covered today, go to jackrandfm.com, click on news.
Thank you so much, Marlene Fouchier. He also acted in a story, right? It was called Lisilo. And it used to be this figure that used to rise from the dead, and he used to call upon it from, yeah, it was the weirdest thing, right? But as a child, I was so scared of this figure. Now that I look at it, I'm like in... Taps for was she bang? Like that it was next year. Yeah, you get that the time has evolved, of course, so much. But yeah, man, that's amazing. That's
can
absolutely amazing. Yeah, yes, believe, yes, believe.
Swear, netwerk is good as nice thing.
Yes.
Ek het 'n plantjie gebring, werk die nydag, soop ek 'n wynkie en jy weet die haartjies is nou die plant wat daar uitgroei. En ons het hom in Good is Nice genoem.
Oh, wow.
So die kantoorplant en 'n pikkie wyn is Good is Nice.
I'm glad.
Dit is my verwysing tot hierdie. Maar wat 'n nalat.